ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாயாம். ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் தி ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 8, பலி மகாராஜ் சரண்டர்ஸ் இஸ் லைஃப், சாப்டர் 22, டெக்ஸ்ட் 15 அண்ட் 16 ஆர் ஜஸ்ட் 16? நோ, பட்னேக்கா நே பட்னேக்கா 15. கல் 14 தானா? ஸோ ஐ ரீட் 15 அண்ட் தென் 16. என் ஸ்கிரீன் மே 16 ஆயா 16 சோலா. So I will read text 15 and then we will go to text 16. Satatra hasinam udikshya satpatim harim sunandadi anugai rupasitam upetya bhav bhumau sirasa mahamana நந்தாம மூர்த்னா புலகஷ்டு விக்லவஹ. When the great personality Prahlad Maharaj saw that the Supreme Lord was sitting there surrounded and worshipped by his intimate associates like Lord Sunanda, he was overwhelmed with tears of jubilation. Approaching the Lord and falling to the ground, he offered obeisances to the Lord with his head. ஸ்ரீ பிரஹ்லாத் உவாச, ஸ்வயைவ தத்தம் பத்மம், பதம் ஐந்திரம் ஊர்ஜிதம், பதம் ஐந்திரம் ஊர்ஜிதம் கிருதம் ததேவாத்ய ததைவ சோபனம் மன்யே மகான் அஸ்ய மகானஸ்ய கிருதோ ஹி அனுக்ரஹோ விப்ரம்ஷிதோ யத் ஸ்ரிய ஆத்மமோஹனாத். ஸ்ரீ பிரஹ்லாத் உவாச, த்வயைவ தத்தம் பதம் ஐந்திரம் ஊர்ஜிதம், த்வயைவ தத்தம் பதம் ஐந்திரம் ஊர்ஜிதம் கிருதம் ததேவாத்ய ததைவ சோபனம், கிருதம் ததேவாத்ய ததைவ சோபனம். மன்யே மகானஸ்ய கிருதோ ஹி அனுக்ரஹோ, மன்யே மகானஸ்ய கிருதோ ஹி அனுக்ரஹோ விப்ரம்ஷிதோ யக்ஷ்வீய ஆத்மமோஹனாத். விப்ரம்ஷிதோ யக்ஷ்வீய ஆத்மமோஹனாத். ஸ்ரீ பிரஹ்லாத உவாச, த்வயைவ தத்தம் பதமைந்திரமூர்ஜிதம் கிருதம் ததேவாத்ய ததைவ சோபனம், மன்யே மகானஸ்ய கிருதோ ஹி அனுக்ரஹோ விப்ரம்ஷிதோ யக்ஷ்வீய ஆத்மமோஹனாத். ஸ்ரீ பிரஹ்லாத் உவாச, த்வயைவ தத்தம் பதமைந்திரமூர்ஜிதம் கிருதம் ததேவாத்ய ததைவ சோபனம், மன்யே மகானஸ்ய கிருதோ ஹி அனுக்ரஹோ விப்ரம்ஷிதோ யக்ஷ்வீய ஆத்மமோஹனாத். ஸ்ரீ பிரஹ்லாத உவாச, ಕೃತಂ ತದೇವಾದ್ಯ ತಥೈವ ಶೋಭನಂ ಮನ್ಯೆ ಮಹಾನ್ ಅಸ್ಯ ಕೃತೋ ಹಿ ಅನುಗ್ರಹೋ ವಿಭ್ರಂಸಿತೋ ಯತ್ ಶ್ರಿಯ ಆತ್ಮಮೋಹನಾತ್. ಮದರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಉವಾಚ ದತ್ತಂ ಪದಮೈಂದ್ರಮೂರ್ಜಿತಂ ಹೃತಂ ತದೇವಾದ್ಯ ತಥೈವ ಶೋಭನಂ ಮನ್ಯೆ ಮಹಾನಸ್ಯ ಕೃತೋ ಹಿ ಅನುಗ್ರಹೋ ವಿಭ್ರಂಸಿತ ಯಕ್ಷಿಯ ಆತ್ಮಮೋಹನಾತ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಉವಾಚ, ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೇಡ್, ಸ್ವಯಾ ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ಏವ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ದತ್ತಂ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬೀನ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಪದಂ ಡಿಸ್ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಐಂದ್ರಂ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೆವನ್ ಊರ್ಜಿತಂ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕೃತಂ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬೀನ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಅವೇ ಸತ್ ದಟ್ ಏವ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಅದ್ಯ ಟುಡೇ ತಥಾ ಆಸ್ ಏವ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಶೋಭನಂ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಮನ್ಯೆ ಐ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಮಹಾನ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಅಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಬಲಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಕೃತ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೀನ್ ಡನ್ ಬೈ ಯು ಹಿ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಅನುಗ್ರಹ ಮರ್ಸಿ ವಿಭ್ರಂಸಿತ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಬೆರೆಫ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಾದ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಯ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಆಪ್ಯುಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಆತ್ಮಮೋಹನಾತ್ which was covering the process of self-realization. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Well, when this seat is put, it should be so put that the speaker can see Prabhupada. Right now I can only see a little bit. Is Prabhupada there? Prabhupada there sitting? Okay. Prahlad Maharaj said, My Lord, it is your Lordship who gave this Bali the very great opulence of the post of heavenly king. And now today, it is you who have taken it all away. I think you have acted with equal beauty in both ways. Because his exalted position as king of heaven was putting him in the darkness of ignorance, you have done him a very merciful favor by taking away all his opulence. Purport. As it is said, Yasyaham Anugrahami Harishye Taddanam Sanai. Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 88th slok, chapter, 8th verse. It is by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that one gets, all material opulence. But if such material opulence causes one to become puffed up and forget the process of self-realization, the Lord certainly takes all the opulence away. The Lord bestows mercy upon His devotee by helping him find out his constitutional position. For that purpose, the Lord is always ready to help the devotee in every way. But material opulence sometimes dangerous because it diverts one's attention to false prestige by giving one the impression that he is the owner and master of everything he surveys, although actually this is not the fact. To protect this devotee from such a misunderstanding, the Lord, showing special mercy, sometimes takes away his material possessions. Yasyaham anugrahami harishye tad danai sanai. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarine Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapatantikam Vancha Kalpataro Vishta Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. That Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Anybody here for the first time? Okay. It is a very, very instructive sloka. Because the situation is being unfolded, which is very unique in the history of the universe. Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Srila Vyasadeva at the peak of his maturity, and he was enabled by the Lord to see both past, present and future, and then he selected the events that needs to be narrated, and then Srimad Bhagavatam was written. So, these narrations are very, very, very important, and they are unlimited in their meaning. As our own understanding in spiritual life goes up by service, then Bhagavatam will take new meanings, isn't it? Yasasti Bhagavati Bhakti, that's a different verse. Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yata Deve Tata Gurau Tasyaiva Hi Kahita Artha Prakashantastu Mahatmanah. The real import of the Vedic literature will only be revealed to such a person who has got real bhakti for the Lord, and just as he has for the Lord, he has for the spiritual master, which means Srila Prabhupada. We should not be foolishly thinking that this refers to everybody else, anybody else. This is the most important point that I want to always convey. There's a whole Siddhanta behind it, but I don't want to speak about that. Because if you don't understand this, we can never progress in spiritual life. Zero. Prabhupada writes in the book that you cannot make a pinch of a progress. You can put it in the Vedabase, pinch of a progress. You cannot make pinch of a progress without the mercy of the pure devotee. Anyway, let us come back to useless discussion, then we'll all be happy. So, I have a very low opinion of my classes, but if at all there is any meaning to what I speak, it is this point only I am always desiring to communicate, because it is cannot be understood easily. Anyway, the path of spiritual life is hidden, like I was giving last time class, I explained that if you put a green glass, everything will look green. Right? I gave the example or not? I gave last time. How many heard this green glass example? You were there last time? So, I just want to elaborate on that example a little bit more. That suppose I was blind and somebody gave me one miracle glass by which I can see, but the glass is green. Then, although I see everything green, this looks like a green table but it's brown, I can use it. It looks like a green bottle but I can use drink water. So the green glass is quite okay for living in the world, but it's not good enough to see the sun as it is. So like that, up to animal life, we are blind, completely blind. An animal cannot know by reason things. Suppose even the animal has his own reasoning. Because the subtle body is there too. But the gross body is not very good. Just like you are a pilot, but you have a car, you cannot fly. You cannot say, now I am a pilot, I will fly. No, but the car is not a plane. Like that, although the same subtle body is there in animal and lower life, you cannot use them to think, reason, otherwise mind, intelligence and false ego is there. And that is why they are acting. Srila Prabhupada said that even a creeper, when it is growing, if there is a parapet, it will go like that. So Prabhupada said, how does he know if he has intelligence? So every living entity, even a bacteria, has intelligence. But it is manifest in a very small way. But when in the human form of life, we get this mind, intelligence, false ego acting, and through that process we actually understand the Bhagavatam, we are reading, we are understanding. A cat or a dog cannot read Bhagavatam. But a human being is able to read the scriptures, and when we especially read it through Prabhupada's books and understand, that is like the green glass. And it is so powerful already that we can understand in the world things as they are, give it up to some extent and we become devotees. But it is not enough to actually see. So the book Bhagavatam should be understood as it is, And for that we need the mercy of the person Bhagavatam. Only then we can begin to understand things as they are. Otherwise we can spend lifetime studying. Krishna has already certified in Bhagavad Gita that from the topmost personality to the bottommost, nobody is free from the three modes of material nature. Nobody. Everybody is attracted by the three modes of nature. So, when we become devotees, we have to realize that the path is very long and it can be traversed only by the mercy of the Acharya. So there are four stages one can think in doing devotional service. Of many stages, we'll count how many. One stage is where you don't think of Krishna at all and people are simply interested in material enjoyment. Still they are following Krishna's path, mama vartama anuvartante manushya partha sarvasaha, but they don't know. So there are unlimited living beings in this world who are very busy working and trying to enjoy the body as much as possible. And such persons are not entitled to enter spiritual life at all. Then they come in touch with religion and they do punya and they make little progress on the path of dharma. And they succeed in the material world. Because they have done dharma, they get health, wealth, fame, become a big businessman, you become a big political leader like that. Then, if you are very fortunate, one life in long passage of many lifetimes of doing religion, going to temple, or break coconut, or give charity, go to the temple, some great festival is there, you sponsor, Kalash, A.O., but you continue your material life, this is dharma. And if you are very fortunate, after many lifetimes where you get fulfilled in your material desires, Krishna makes you fail in material life. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Lalita Vishakha Ji ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Krishna Hanuman ki jai. Shri Shri Gaurnita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Fail. Materially. Such a person, if he takes up drinking whiskey because he has failed in life, it means that he is unlucky. Bad karma. But when adversity comes and because of that he remembers Krishna more, he is fortunate. Srila Prabhupada somebody came and asked Prabhupada, you know, one Indian, Krishna is making me suffer so much. And Prabhupada said, you are very lucky. He said, because you are wondering why Krishna is making me suffer, and you are thinking about Krishna. But suppose Krishna gave you lot of material facilities and you forgot Krishna. That's not so nice. So if you are remembering Krishna, suffering is better than enjoyment forgetting Krishna. So you are lucky, Prabhupada. Of course you can remember Krishna and we can also want to be happy, and that is also there. That's the next higher stage. So material failure becomes an impetus to come to spiritual life, and then when you come to spiritual life, for many, many lifetimes you perform, hundreds and thousands of lifetimes, and you succeed You see, in spiritual life you feel happy, you're coming and doing this and that, you know, and you become big sadhu, you become famous, you get thousands of disciples, you make crores of rupees, you are the best book distributor in the temple, you know, the temple commander, your vice president, president, sannyasi, you go like that. Everything looks nice. That is one spiritual life. After a long time, you fail in spiritual life. That is not ordinary failure that you cannot understand. That is being displayed by Bali Maharaj. In other words, he has done nothing wrong. He actually pleased Krishna. Right? Isn't that the story of Bali Maharaj? He gave Vamandev 3 steps of land against the instruction of his Kulaguru. He has risked everything in order to please Vishnu. And Vishnu is making life difficult for him. Like a very common thief, he was put there and tied up. But Bali Maharaj was very, very peaceful, prasanta. How? You see? That is very difficult. You are actually doing something that the Acharya wants, and you are doing something that the Krishna wants, and nothing succeeds. At that time, you are not disturbed at all. That is not like ordinary failure. That is nothing, there is nothing, you know, not so good about it, inauspicious. It's not that you had illicit contact or this or that. That is different. This is, you know, difficulty, which is, of course, everything comes from Krishna. It's very difficult to understand. But this kind of test is possible only for those who have actually really, really evolved in spiritual life. Everybody cannot take it. After that comes the stage, you do spiritual life and you are fully successful. Ananda Mambudi Vardhanam. Then it's always ever increasing. But even then, Krishna is always, you know, acting in such ways to increase the love of his devotees. It's all very difficult topics. So you can see the sign that this was Krishna's special arrangement, because Bali Maharaj was not perturbed. He was very happy. So those who understand, they can appreciate how Krishna is acting very intimately with Bali Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj is one such person, his grandfather, who is actually seeing this and is saying, oh, you put the same Bali Maharaj in a greatly opulent position where he could even defeat Indra and become the king of heaven. And now you have taken everything away from him. But Krishna doesn't take everything away simply. He also gives something. What is that? That is that he gives himself. Sevye sasya padasya datari sure. Sura means devotees, and for these devotees he gives himself. And only those persons who have understood that Krishna is better than material things, Krishna is better than everything else, spiritual also, Brahman, liberation. Only to such persons Krishna take those things away and give himself. Because for Bali Maharaj, he is going to become a doorkeeper. So Krishna is dealing like that with every devotee, all of you also, not only Bali Maharaj, all of you also in your life. And therefore, we must become Krishna conscious, which means we should always see how Krishna is acting in our life. When we see that how Krishna is acting, then we can be like Bali Maharaj, and then we can become always happy, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, because we are understanding Krishna. So this life, Srila Prabhupada said, is always meant for increasing our Krishna consciousness. Of course, life is measured in terms of time. And so time is like the fuel. Like if you want to go from here to Delhi or Pune by car, you want gasoline, petrol. Similarly, in the life, time is the gasoline, time is the petrol. When in the gadi petrol khatam ho jayega, then you are finished. You can't go forward. Similarly, when time is finished, then we cannot go forward. So supposing you are driving from here to Delhi and you get to Nagpur and petrol is over. Oh my God. Then what to do? You have to stop, you have to again take petrol. Like that, in human life, if we waste our life, because exactly the amount of petrol you needed for Delhi is given. So if you go exactly in the same path, same route, you don't deviate a little bit, then when the petrol is over, you come to Delhi. But if you waste the petrol, you'll give. Similarly, the time that is given to every living entity, every human being in particular, is enough to become fully Krishna conscious. And if we waste, then no matter what we say, when the time runs out, we will be short of Krishna consciousness. You should never forget that. Therefore, we have to always, always be conscious. It's not possible. But at least we can say, because one of the qualities of a pure devotee is that he never wastes time. 26 qualities of a pure devotee. One is that he never wastes time. So time is the fuel for life's journey. And Prabhupada says here, material opulence is sometimes dangerous. Material opulence means it is not necessary that one should be very, very rich or he is a king or a big politician. No. Even if you are a beggar, the body you have is an amazing body. It's an opulence. The human body is itself a great opulence. We don't need anything beyond this body. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says in the second canto, why you want a pillow? Use your hand. Why you want a bed? Lie down on the floor. Why you want food? Fruits are falling from the tree. Why you have to work hard? And he says, use your energy only to serve Krishna. And he asks, I don't have anything. How to serve? You have a tongue. And simply chant. Nothing more is needed. If you want water, there is a river. If you want food, there is actually fruit. And if you want shelter, there is a tree. If you want a bed, there is ground. And if you want a pillow, there is a hand. You sleep. And you execute the process of life, which is simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we must understand that it is not, opulence doesn't simply mean other decorations, but the human body itself is a great opulence. And we simply misuse this body. It cannot be avoided. But at least when we are Krishna conscious, trying Krishna consciousness, then we should not waste time. So that good intelligence comes from mercy. And the bad intelligence is that now I have become devotee, I'm fine. Now I'll preach, and then when the life's end comes, you will see that sign is saying Nagpur, and it's Delhi is 2760 kilometers, and the fuel is showing empty. Close to empty. What were you going to do? Then we will become very unhappy and morose. So it requires great good fortune, great good association to always remember that I am on the dangerous path. But you have become also fortunate that you have given everything up and you have come to the temple. So it's very fortunate that you have this position. This position is wonderful, but we should know that I shall not treat it lightly. This is also one kind of opulence, to be in the temple and to be able to be a full-time devotee, to come every day to the temple, worship, take prasadam. It is said that even Indra is waiting to get prasadam, one grain. But for all of you and all of us, Krishna is sending prasad 3 times a day, 4 times a day. He is taking care of all of us. Oh, devotees are there properly. Wow. So prasadam comes to us. Devotee goes to upstairs. He says, give me some maha prasadam. You get. Everything you require is being taken care of by Krishna personally. So it's a great opulence. You are living in probably the best house in Bombay. Not probably, it is. Isn't it? Even the richest person in Bombay doesn't have a house like this. And we are living here. And wherever we go in any city, we have place, house. It's opulence. How many people have a house to go to in London, New York, Copenhagen? But if you are preaching and you go wherever you go, you just tell the devotees there, I'm coming, and they come and pick you up, you go, some devotee is there, and they bring you nice prasadam, Raj Vog, and you sleep, you go for Mangalarti. It's amazing. But we must always think that I should, that you cannot think, we cannot think, that's a blessing. So if you are doing service, what is the blessing? By service you realize, I'm not a devotee. By service you feel, I'm becoming a devotee. That's also okay. Beginning, that's good, that's necessary. But higher taste is that you realize, I'm not a devotee. And you can realize that from the beginning if you're very intelligent and very fortunate. So, Bali Maharaj is being given, shown as an example. He's not an ordinary person. He's already great Mahabhagavat. But he's being used. Just like sometimes a big karate master will come. You ask him to show some. He goes to the school and he has to give demo. Then he calls his best student, who is very good. And then with that student, he will show all the moves. He cannot show it with you or me because we don't know how to move and we don't know how. And the student knows what the teacher wants him to do, so he'll just move left, right like this. And sometimes he'll put him down. Ground me. Then he's okay, no problem. He knows that he's teaching others. Similarly, Bali Maharaj knows Krishna has a purpose. He's being used as an example. There's no problem. Same thing with Arjuna. Krishna could not say to the foolish people of the material world, okay, I have come, I'm ready to speak Bhagavad Gita. Anybody? No. People are not interested. I mean, even if he says something, they cannot understand. But Arjuna understands and he is asking questions. Oh, like this, like this, like this. And then Bhagavad Gita can. Otherwise Bhagavad Gita cannot come. So, similarly, Krishna's pastimes cannot be done by Krishna alone. He needs his devotees because they understand him. Because Krishna's purpose in coming to the material world is to show everybody what is the path of devotional, sublime path of spiritual life. In the sublime path of spiritual life, success comes when you begin to experience failure. Not failure by our methods, but failure by Krishna's will. Wow. You see? It is not that I don't know driving and I go and hit everything and then I say, oh, it is Krishna's mercy. No, you nonsense. You don't know how to drive. But if you drive very well and then the government is putting roadblocks, you are not able to go further. Oh. So the government of Krishna puts roadblocks on the path of the devotee. So Krishna is telling all of us that don't think it's a free ride. I want to show you by test that you need to give up more, but you should be ready for that. Otherwise, he won't do it. So this is a great mercy, he says, I can give only to the devotees. So am I being tested? No, then I'm not a devotee. Because when Krishna is testing the advanced devotee, his thinking of Krishna becomes more deep. He understands, wow, Krishna is doing this to me. Oh, it's very nice. The understanding of Krishna that you get from such tests is very deep. Just like when you study in school, the teacher is giving a test. The teacher knows already your buddhu. But if you are a brilliant boy, he also knows you are a brilliant boy. But when he gives a test, the brilliant boy can see he is brilliant and the foolish fellow can see he is foolish, because after the test, the brilliant boy gets 99 and the foolish boy gets 29. So in life, by Krishna's testing, the real devotee advances. The non-devotee dies. Because the opulence of this life is what? The human body. And that human body is taken by Krishna. And he dies. Therefore Krishna says, Sarvasya Harati Ma Mrityu. In the form of death, everything I actually destroy. But for devotees also is destroying, but it is actually increasing everything. Material opulence, spiritual opulence, very difficult to understand. Therefore, Prabhupada gave the example that the cat, when he is catching the rat is dead, but when he is catching his child, the kitten is very happy. Therefore, we want to actually experience more and more Krishna. We are experiencing already. Every day we come for Mangalarti, every day we hear class, every day we kirtan, like that. We do service. But the real thing is that we have to experience Krishna more and more and more deeply. And that comes by test. So when the test is given, the teacher already knows where the student is, but the student also knows. Otherwise, if the teacher at the end of the year says, okay, he got 99 marks, he got 29, people will say, kyun? Unko kyun 99 diya, mujhe kyun 29 diya? No, you didn't read well. No, I read well. Very difficult. I read all day, all night I read. Oh, okay, here is the test. So the test or the objective means by which Krishna shows everybody, samoham sarvabhuteshu. Otherwise it will look like is partial. So how can you come to the platform of being tested by Krishna? That is not so easy. Once Srinika Swami was telling me, I don't remember the exact story, but he said either Prabhupada asked him or he asked Prabhupada that, it was a very testing time for me, something he said. And Prabhupada said, yes, it's very testing. And then he asked him, he was giving massage to Prabhupada, and he asked Prabhupada, Krishna tested you? And Prabhupada said, yes. And he said, how? He said, that I cannot tell you, you cannot take it. We cannot take it. Therefore, Krishna gives the test according to everybody's ability, but the test is important for us to know what is our position. But in order to get a test, you have to first do the course. Class mein nahi join kiya, kahan test aayega? Therefore, you have to join Krishna consciousness, and pehla din nahi de sakta hai test. Oh, now class has begun, here is the test. What is it? You didn't teach anything, how can I do a test? Therefore, he teaches. So we are being taught now. In the beginning, first week, second week. After 1 month, 2 months, or year end, test will come. So it's an advanced stage for testing. And whoever is tested and surviving, he is called the advanced devotee. Not that somebody is advanced devotee because he has been around for a long time, like me, a donkey. This is not advanced devotee. Advanced devotee means one who has been tested and was passed. And what is the advantage of the test? At the time you can experience yourself how much you know. Because when the test is given, as soon as you see the test, many students will start opening their pen. But there are students who close their pen also. Kya ho gaya? Oh no, nothing. I can't write even a single question. So you can actually see where you are in spiritual life when you get a test. But that is a great mercy. Therefore, if somebody wants to know, where am I in spiritual life? So many years and I'm standing, so many years I'm reading scripture, so many years I'm doing this, that, where am I? Then somebody, we have to be asked, how many tests you have taken? So, we have to examine, have I been tested? In the beginning, Krishna doesn't test, he gives everybody opportunity. And the boy says, I don't understand. No problem, I'll explain again. But on the exam day, if you say, I don't understand, he is not going to say, no problem, no sorry. Then you get 0 marks. So, this test, we have to go through the test. For the test to come, one has to be very fortunate. Another process is there. So, being tested in spiritual life, an apparent failure is higher than apparent success in spiritual life. So, when will that day come when I will be at least tested by Krishna? So, these are all various stages in spiritual life. So, Bali Maharaj has been used by Krishna actually, to give an example to all of us, how final exam will be done. For final exam is done for Bali Maharaj while he is alive, of course he is eternal. Prabhupada said once in Mayapur, that the beauty of Mayapur is that if you are living in Mayapur, you are living in Mayapur, and if you die, you will continue to live in Mayapur. Because you'll go to the real Mayapur. Because you died in the dham. So Mayapur is such a beautiful place. Same thing for Vrindavan. That you can, while living you are in Vrindavan, and while not living you are still in Vrindavan. While living you are in Mayapur, and while not living you are still in Mayapur. But, then why are we staying in Bombay? Why don't we go to Mayapur, it's safe. Let us have just 2 temples, one in Mayapur and Vrindavan, everybody can be there. Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is my birthplace. Mayapur is my bhajan kutir. And Bombay is my office. And I go to Bombay to get purified. Not Vrindavan, not Mayapur, but Bombay. He is coming to Bombay to get purified. That is Acharya. Everybody cannot say such things. And even if, we cannot even imagine. He is saying that because, of course, this is my puny understanding, that here preaching takes place. So, our primary aim why we are in this big temple in this place is to preach. And how much we can preach depends on how much we are tested. So we have to progress in order to preach better. This is our duty. Not that we have the green glass and preach. Don't fall into that trap. This book is so powerful that by reading it only with your mind and intelligence, our mind, we can say so many things that people can think, oh, Guruji, Swamiji, Acharya, Gandhiya. And wherever we go, people offer obeisances, they give respect. Never take it as we deserve that. But the only time we become devotees is when we serve so much that Krishna says, okay, I'll give you a test now. Like we have studied for 6 months, teacher says, okay, abhi ek test ho jayega. And that test is good because when you get the test, you get marks. Until then, there are no marks. Correct? No marks. So no, you cannot tell anybody, somebody is asking, your father is asking. If he's a good, anyway, I remembered something else. So if our father, your mother is, how are you doing in school? Oh, I'm doing very good. How do they know? What is the proof? Oh, yesterday I had test, I got 100 marks. Ah. The tests for devotee are not ugly, they are beautiful. Whereas when material energy gives test, it's also beautiful, but it appears ugly. A devotee on the path of devotion life has some problem in the material. Actually, it is nice. But for others who are not very intelligent, it may look like bad. But when the test is given by Krishna to the advanced devotee, that's beautiful. Therefore, without the test, you cannot even know where you are in spiritual life. Therefore, the test is a great blessing. Are you following or not? How many times you have been tested so far? Kitna din ho gaya join karke? Ek mahina? Chaar? Saal? Chaar panch saal ho gaya? Chaar panch nahi, chaar ya panch? Okay? So, it will go on for a long time. Not so easy to come to get tests from Krishna. Therefore, we must know that, oh, I have not yet received test. I got test, I failed. I got test, I passed. I got test and I got high marks. Oh, then the devotee knows he's going to get a degree. He's going to go back to Godhead. Right here and now. So this process is real. That is why these pastimes are described. So the ordinary karmi also gets a test. He miserably fails and Krishna takes away the body. Time ho gaya. So when you fail, what do you have to do if you fail in a course? Kya karne ka? Repeat. Fir se lena padega. So when we fail, again another birth. Why? Because he failed in the exam. You failed throughout the course and you also failed in the final exam. It is not that in all the exam you passed very nice and final exam you failed. Impossible. When you fail in final exam, it means all previous exams also you failed. So the karma is there, they have to take birth again and again and again. But we also should not run short of petrol. We should not waste time. And when we don't waste time, then Krishna gives nice tests. Therefore Queen Kunti said, please give me tests. People think like, you know, why is Queen Kunti praying that give me difficulties? She is sadistic or what? No. It is like a student who has been studying for a long time, is still not getting degree. Why is not degree there enough? Exam to pass karna padega. Fir exam de do. Why you are not giving the exam? Finish karna na. So Queen Kunti is saying, give me test. As many as you want. Let's finish this. Of course, that is one meaning. Another meaning is that when the Krishna gives stress, he can remember Krishna. So many ways we can go. There is a simple way. And we must train our mind. Wow, how fortunate is Bali Maharaj that such a great test he was put and he passed. Any questions or comments? Mike.
Jive kirtaya kesavam muraripum cheto bhajasi hidaram panidvandva samachaya achyutakata.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
You say that the Lord tests us when he thinks that we have advanced enough in Krishna consciousness. As per Srimad Bhagavatam,
Anji.
Lord Krishna tests us when he sees that we are advanced devotees to find how much we have advanced in Krishna
consciousness. Lord Krishna, what? Hold it properly, Mike.
Yeah. You say that the Lord tests his advanced devotees.
Lord tests his advanced devotees.
Right.
Okay.
So, if the advanced devotees fail, then in the same birth, again there is another test.
No, it is not possible for advanced devotee to fail. There is no name bhakta pranashyati kaunteya pratijanehi. It is not that student is very good student in the class, he fails. Impossible. He is a good student because he is not going to fail.
Oh.
Failure case means already bad student. So devotee never fails. What it means, that is true not only of great devotees, but even ordinary devotees like me or others. In the sense that the devotee never gives up devotional practice. That is the meaning of saying, my devotee never fails. Bali Maharaj, of course, didn't say, what kind of a fellow you are, you know. I gave all my kingdom for you and now you are just complaining that, you know, third step, where can I put? Put wherever you want. Why are you bothering me? No. So a devotee never becomes angry with Krishna. Unless you are a gopi, that is different place. Then they can say anything they want. That is unparalleled, their devotion. We cannot even utter the sound gopi. I'm not qualified. Why put into this dirty tongue their name? But why are you putting Krishna's name? That is the mercy of Krishna. It's coming even in a dirty place. I was told once, I don't know how far this is true, but I was told that in Nepal he went and the Brahmins there asked Prabhupada once that, why are you making Krishna dance on the tongues of all these people who have eaten beef? Why are foreigners you are making like this? And Prabhupada said, you are very correct. So we should not ask people whose heart and mind and tongue are not clean to chant Hare Krishna. Because as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. But if Krishna wants to dance, who am I to stop him? That's Acharya. Means he has come to do what Krishna wants, not what he wants.
Thanks, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, Prabhuji.
So, even if the good devotee passes, there will be still again tests. It's not only that. The tests are all, that's what I told you, that even in the spiritual world, tests are there. There are no question of them failing. And it is to increase. Because the teacher always knows. Even if you go to PhD, there is exam. There is test. But those questions are not like, you know, A plus B equal to 7, A minus B equal to 23, find A and B. No. In PhD exam, they will put some outstanding problems. In such and such a thing, reaction such and such a thing is not known. It has been surmised that it might be due to this and this. Comment on this. That's the PhD question. There, like a professor, you give your own opinion. That is very high. Krishna is asking Uddhava, what do you think we should do? That's also a test. He's asking Uddhava, Uddhava, what do you think? Should we do the war or not? It's already decided, everybody has spoken. Still he's asking Uddhava, tell me you should. Uddhava says, I think one more try for peace should be done. Krishna says, oh, those people are so unreasonable. Yeah, but still one should. Now, who is going to do this, another peace effort? You! Who else? You should go and try. Krishna said, "Take it, I karunga." He went. So the dealings, that's also a test, Uddhava. So many people have said war should be fought, it is decided. But he is asking Uddhava what we should do. Uddhava was very casual. Turan bol diya. No, make one more effort. You go. He can tell Krishna, go and do it. Krishna said, yes. So that is the thing. That happens even in Karmi life, when students are there in MSc class, something. Very bright boy. He will tell the teacher, sir, maybe it can be derived this way also. Teacher will stop, huh? Which way? This. So, okay, yeah, that's good. That's very good. And later he will call him to the room, say, I think you should publish a paper on this. It's a good idea. I'll help you. We can do more. You follow what I'm saying? Tests are always there.
How do you know that we passed in spiritual thing? And what are the symptoms?
What is that?
How do you know we passed the test?
No, put it properly.
How do you know we passed the test? And what are the symptoms?
The first test is you have to put the mic properly. No, these tests are many times private, in your heart. Public means very... That will be very difficult. Let us not worry about it. Like we are right now still learning exam. We don't know when the test comes. When the test comes, you become ecstatic. There is no test without ecstasy. Just like for a good student, exam, at the end of the exam he is smiling. Everybody else? I remember when I was in second year B.Tech, there was a mathematics exam. So tough that nobody could write even one. But everybody was waiting for me to come out. They said, how did you do? I said, why? They said, because if you don't, there is something called moderation. So they will give you some free marks if the tests are very bad. Provided nobody got 100. So the free marks can be 35 to pass, or whatever is the gap between 100 and the highest mark. So if you got 100, everybody will get 0. So if you got 70, then we'll all get 30, like that. So test is for advanced devotees. Others may not even notice they are being tested. Why advanced devotee recognizes the test? Because he knows he has sincerely served. There's no reason for him to get difficulties. Why am I getting difficulties? I'm doing this for Krishna. And there is no other motive. Still difficulties are coming. He recognizes, oh, my friend Krishna is you know, doing something. What is it doing? It's trying to understand Krishna. And Krishna becomes pleased. And when Krishna is pleased, we become pleased. It's a very confidential thing, that's what I'm saying. In the case of Bali Maharaj, it looks public. But even then, the relation between Vishnu and Vamandev and Bali Maharaj is very confidential. And Prahlad Maharaj came in case there was any doubt in Bali Maharaj's mind. Not there was any, to encourage him. Prahlad Maharaj, who cannot be seen by anybody, ordinary people, he came. By ordinary calculation, he was gone. He came. And he said, "Everything is fine, Bali. You are very lucky. Wow. And you watch now, Krishna will do some magic." And he did. Vamandev said, "Now I'll become your doorkeeper. I'll protect you." Now what is the use of the kingdom of Indra when you have the Lord himself protecting you? You follow what I'm saying? Yes. Time ho gaya. Microphone.
In spiritual life, we are not supposed to declare that we are even a devotee.
But spiritual life?
We are not supposed to project our qualification.
Project our?
Qualification.
Uh-huh.
But suppose in the other way, if somebody asks you, you say, "I am PhD." You won't say that, "Oh, I am just in junior KG." You
correct.
Won't show
correct, correct.
That undue humility
correct.
Or modesty. But why such things in spiritual life? Suppose you are Uttam Adhikari. What is wrong in saying that I am Uttam Adhikari?
Good question. Everybody heard the question? He is saying that although you say that we should not project our qualities in devotional life, if somebody asks you what is your qualification, you'll say you are a PhD, you won't say you are kindergarten. So this is a fact. Similarly, if there's a Uttamadhikari, why doesn't he say he's a Uttamadhikari? What's the problem, you know? Why not state the fact? The problem is that the Uttamadhikari is thinking that everybody is Uttama and only he is Adama. So if you ask him, "What kind of a devotee you are?" You'll say, "Oh, I'm the worst possible devotee." Therefore, we should also from the beginning always think. But this is not artificial. In our case, there are enough things to know that we are bad devotees. I have enough problems that I know that I'm a bad devotee. I don't have to act. But in the case of pure devotee, that's because all his life he has concentrated on knowing where he is lacking. When he actually becomes a pure devotee, he compares himself to all the senior pure devotees at Goloka. And he's thinking, "I'm a nobody." So when he is staying, it is a different rasa, high rasa. So if Mahabhagavat cannot say in I think it's perfect question, perfect answer. Somebody says to Prabhupada, "You are a pure devotee." Prabhupada says, "No, I'm not a pure devotee." And after a little pause, he says, "You are a pure devotee." And Prabhupada is actually serious. And that way he was revealing inadvertently that he is a pure devotee. Because he saw somebody else who is not even a devotee, is a pure devotee. Who might have been just a materialist. I think he was an Indian life member or something like that. Not that they are bad, but... So, a Mahabhagavata makes progress by concealing his position. A neophyte makes progress by revealing his position. A neophyte must always say, "I am a neophyte." If I conceal my position and act like a big guy, oh, dangerous. But Mahabhagavat always conceals. You follow?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll just complete with one small story. This is connected to his question. Once one person came to my office upstairs, long time ago, and you could see that he was a big shot. He came and sat, somebody brought him to me, and he said, "I don't like Bhagavad Gita." "Oh?" I said, "Why?" He said, "You know, because Krishna is a little bit of a show-off." I said, "Why?" "He's always saying, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. Matta parataram nanyat. I'm the Himalayas, I'm this, I'm that. Why should he speak like that?" I told him, "You are very correct." So I said, "Let us not worry about Krishna, it will be a waste of time. He's a show-off." I said, "Let's forget it." And then I just spoke to him, "Where are you from?" "I'm from here, Bombay," and so many other topics. Then after half an hour, when he had forgotten his enmity for Krishna, his anger for Krishna, and he was, I had given him some prasadam, this and that, I asked him, "So, where do you work?" And he said, "Oh, somewhere I'm working." "No, where do you work?" He said, "State Bank of India." "Oh, State Bank of India. And what are you there?" "What are you there for?" "Oh," he said, "I'm the chairman of the bank." "What?" Then I asked him the same question. I said, "Why don't you say you're a peon?" He said, "No, that wouldn't be a fact." Same thing with Krishna. If he said anything less than that he is the supreme, it wouldn't be a fact. So Krishna is stating the minimum about his greatness, not maximum. And it is the devotees who are stating his maximum, that is in Bhagavatam. Isn't it? In your house, you may not say what you are doing, but your wife, your children, your parents will say, "Oh, our son is like that, our son is like that." So the devotees say more about Krishna than Krishna. So therefore, Bhagavatam is considered more advanced than Bhagavad Gita. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.